Thank you, Joyce. Very nice. Take out your hymn book, please, to number 342, please. Jesus is all the world to me. Let's all stand, please. 342.
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, sunshine and rain, harvest of grain, he's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, and true to him I'll be. Oh, how could I this friend deny, when he's so true to me? Watches o'er me day and night. Following him by day and night, he's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now, I'll trust him when life's fleeting day shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend, beautiful life that has no end. Eternal life, eternal joy, he's my friend.
Thank you. May be seated.
Boundless love, unending joy, this is my life, it's what I know. I can't believe that he selected me, Jesus my Lord, it's you I owe. He keeps me when I'm weary. He can hear me when I pray. He's even there beside me when I fall. His love surrounds me even when I go astray. Guess I'd have to say that he's my all. Boundless love, unending joy, this is my life, it's what I know. I can't believe that he selected me, Jesus, my Lord, it's you I owe. When my world falls all around me, I call upon his name, and just in time he takes me by the hand. His ways are perfect, just like his son who bore my shame, and I don't even have to understand. Boundless love, unending joy, this is my life, it's what I know. I can't believe that he selected me, Jesus my Lord, it's you I owe. Jesus my Lord, it's you I know. Boundless love, unending joy, this is my life, it's what I know. I can't believe that he selected me, Jesus my Lord, it's you I owe. Jesus my Lord, it's you I know. I know.
Thank you, Diana and Joyce and Mark, and thank you, men who received the offering. Thanks, all of you, for being here. Christianity is not a religion, it is a relationship. Jesus, I know, and he knows me. And the Lord said, whosoever will may come, and the Lord said, whoever comes to me, I will never drive them or cast them out, drive them away. But he also told us, you did not choose me, I chose you. Wow. I'm so thankful Jesus died for me, Jesus called me, Jesus forgives me, Jesus fills me with his spirit and helps me to understand his word. It's a personal relationship, not a religion. In religion, man seeks God. In Christianity, God sought us. Wow. We are in the last part of summer now. We're 10 days till September. Our school kids have gone back to school. Our school teachers have gone back to school. Almost 8 months of the year are gone with only a third left. We find ourselves at the end of summer thinking a lot about fall, and this morning it's feeling like it, and fall brings on a whole bunch of new things in our church life and in our lives, and busy holidays around the corner, and time goes by so fast. I'm glad that we know the Lord of time, because we're here for a short time. And because we're here for a short time, and because the year is moving on like it is, and Awana about to begin and all the rest, the Lord laid on my heart to speak from his word today and let him speak to us today from his word on a little bit of refocusing. We're two-thirds through the year, just about. We're going to talk about something the Bible mentions over 500 times. We're going to talk about seeking the Lord. People around us seek all kinds of things: fame, fortune, fulfillment, satisfaction, pleasure. People are seeking all kinds of things. You and I seek a lot of things. But the Bible talks about seeking over 500 times, The Hebrew word bekas, 225 times. The Hebrew word deras, 164 times. The Greek word in the New Testament, zeteo, 117 times. Altogether, these three words, which are translated seeking or to seek, over 500 times in the scripture. God has a lot to say about what we seek after. I think you understand what seek means, but I'll risk being overly plain. To seek means to pursue, to search for, to search after, to discover, to investigate, to inquire into. To seek is to go after, to look for, to want, to find, to try to get, to try to acquire, to care about, to find out about, to follow after. To seek something is to consult, to ask about, to study, to select, to request, to set your heart on, to ask for, to make effort to obtain. Those are all the ideas that go into the Hebrew and the Greek words for seeking. The Bible says that all of us should seek the Lord. In fact, it's commanded. I want you to turn in your Bibles to the center of them, Psalm 105. And while you're turning to Psalm 105, I want to share some other scriptures with you. We're going to talk about seeking the Lord as it is commanded in Scripture and also as it is rewarded. And it is exciting what God has to say to those who will seek Him. We're easily distracted. We have a lot to do in life, and we definitely have duties we need to take care of. But in everything, the Bible tells us to seek the Lord first. 1 Kings 22 says, "First seek the Lord and His word." 1 Chronicles 16, "Look to the Lord, seek His face always." 1 Chronicles 22, "Now devote your heart and soul to seeking the Lord your God." Jesus said to love the Lord above all else, and then your neighbor as yourself. We seek out that which we love. Psalm 105, verse 3. Glory in His holy name. You remember from our attributes study, God's holiness means He is totally set apart from all of His creatures and His creation, and yet intimately acquainted with it all. He is set apart in holiness and in purity. The glory is the exhibition of all of His perfections. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Let me congratulate you. There's a lot of places you could be this morning. There's a lot of things you could be doing. Let me congratulate you that you made a choice to come here where we meet in the name of the Lord and we give our attention and our affection to Him for a few moments together. The Bible says, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. We've been singing joyfully this morning. Diana just sang a song of joy. This is my life. Jesus is all the world to me. People seek all kinds of things. And a lot of the things that people seek in this world, when they get there or even get partway there, they find that those things leave them empty. But the Bible says, seek the Lord from your heart and rejoice. Look at verse 4. Look to the Lord and His strength. What are we facing that we need strength? Look to the Lord, look to His strength, seek His face always. Don't expect you to be here at 10:30 every morning of the week, every day of the month. Thank you for being here on the first day of the week. Christians meet on Sundays. It's a constant reminder that the Lord was raised from the dead on the first day of the week. That's why we worship on the first day of the week. You chose to be here to seek the Lord today, to hear His word, to pray, to sing to Him, to worship. Thank you. The Bible says, seek His face always, but I don't expect you to live at the church. So in the midst of our busy lives and our many obligations, we seek the Lord throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year. We focus on Him and all of His many promises to us and His commands that are so healthy for us. We seek the Lord and His face always. I'd like you to turn with me back to the back of your Old Testament, Zechariah. It's the next to the last book in the Old Testament. If you find Matthew at the beginning of your New Testament, it's two books before, Zechariah. We'll be in chapter 8. While you're turning to the next to the last book in the Old Testament, let me read a few other passages that tell us that the Lord has commanded us to seek Him. Hosea 10, the prophet said, it is time to seek the Lord. Joel 2, the prophet said, even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, return to the Lord your God, for He is a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love to those who seek Him. Amos chapter 5, seek me and live, God says. So many things that people seek after for fulfillment, entertainment, pleasure, leave them dry, and the wages of our sin lead to death. Jesus says, the word of the Lord says, God says, seek me and live. Zephaniah says, seek the Lord, all you humble of the land. Seek His righteousness, seek in humility. In the past, there were generations in Israel recorded in biblical history that sought the Lord. Of the 40 kings that ruled over Israel and Judah, there were 8 who sought the Lord. There were generations that were blessed because they put the Lord first. Many more were not because they did not. One place in the past where people sought the Lord is found in 2 Chronicles 11. Let me read it. Those from every tribe of Israel, all 12 tribes, set their hearts on seeking the Lord. One of the high spots in Israel's history. In the future, we are told that people will seek the Lord. I'm so glad that you're here to do that today with me. But in the future, people will. Zechariah chapter 8, if you found it, and verse 20. Zechariah 8:20. This is what Kurt Zachary says. I'm glad you're laughing. I'm glad you're looking at your Bibles. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 20. This is simply what Kurt Zachary is reading and repeating. This is what the Lord Almighty says through the prophet Zechariah. Many peoples and the inhabitants of many cities will yet come, future, verse 21. And the inhabitants of one city will go to another and say, let us go at once to entreat the Lord and seek the Almighty. I myself am going. Come along with me, is the idea, verse 22. And many peoples and powerful nations will come to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the ancient city. Jerusalem today, the bustling city. What a privilege for Debbie and I to visit Jerusalem. Thanks for sending us. The old ancient city, Jerusalem. Incredible to see where so much of the Bible took place. The new city, Jerusalem. Tall cranes, skyscrapers, almost a million people, growing, thriving economy. Jerusalem exists today. Jerusalem has a future. The Lord tells us through the prophet Zechariah, there is coming a future day. As people have sought the Lord in the past, as we are seeking him today, I trust we are. In the future, many peoples and powerful nations will come to Jerusalem to seek the Lord Almighty and to entreat him. Verse 23, this is what the Lord Almighty says. In those days, 10 men from all languages and nations will take firm hold of one Jew by the hem of the robe and say, let us go with you, because we have heard that God is with you. Who is Jesus at his birth? Emmanuel, God with us. Who is Jesus when he walked the earth? The Son of God, the Son of Man. Who is Jesus today? The risen Lord and King and returning King. And the Bible tells us hundreds of times that he's returning, he will reign, and people will seek him and worship him at Jerusalem. The Bible tells us that there is the coming kingdom of Christ. Pilate asked Jesus about that, and Jesus said, yes, I am a king, but my kingdom is not of this world. And Jesus said to Pilate, you have no power over me to crucify me except it's given to you from above. It's all part of the plan of God. Jesus said, if it was God's will, if it was my will, I could call my servants from my kingdom to deliver me. But Jesus in love died for you and me. The first time he came in humility, the next time he comes in glory. He fulfilled the prophecies at his first coming. He'll fulfill the prophecies of his second coming. So the Bible says that we should seek the Lord as individuals, as a church, as a nation, as nations, and we will. What are we seeking? In the past, people sought the Lord. We see their example, their good example. In the future, people will seek the Lord. That's great. In the present, are we seeking him? Thanks for coming today to seek the Lord, to hear his word, to sing to him, to pray, to worship. There are so many benefits in the Bible promised to those who seek the Lord. We echo the psalmist in Psalm 63:1 when he said, you are my God, earnestly I will seek you. Earnestly. I want you to turn in your Bible to Jeremiah. You have to go earlier in the Old Testament to find Jeremiah. Chapter 29. The New Testament says in Hebrews, he rewards those who earnestly seek him by faith. The Lord commands us to seek him as his creation, and he promises to reward those who seek him. Jeremiah chapter 29, let's start at verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. God has a future hope for Israel. God has a future hope for his believers in the church age. Verse 12. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Sometimes when I'm talking, people don't listen to me very well. Did you know that every time I talk to the Lord, he listens? Lord doesn't need a hearing aid. He says, whenever I cry out to him, his ear is open to my plea. He says, before I pray, he already knows what I'm going to ask him about or talk to him about. Verse 12, Jeremiah 29, one of the many places God promises to listen. It's not an issue of is God listening, it's is anybody praying. Verse 13, Jeremiah 29, you will seek me, there it is, and look at the promise, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. What a promise! A reward to everyone who seeks the Lord, they will find the Lord. Verse 14, I will be found by you, declares the Lord. God is not playing hide and seek. It's not a game. In the beginning, before sin entered the human race and the world in which we live and brought on the curse, the Lord God walked daily, openly, communicating clearly back and forth with our first parents in the garden. Sin came and interrupted that relationship and that fellowship. It's been restored. In the first Adam, we die. In the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, we live. Because of sin, we are separated from God. But as Christians, and as people of faith, Old Testament and New, who would seek the Lord, he promised they would find him and have that relationship with him. Look at Jeremiah 33:2. I read it at scripture reading time. It goes along with our topic. It's on the sign out front this week on Grand Street. Jeremiah 33:2. This is what the Lord says. He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. Verse 3. Call to me. Seek me. Talk to me. Come to me. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and mighty and unsearchable things that you do not know otherwise. There's all kinds of theories. There's all kinds of questions. All kinds of man-made philosophies. There's all kinds of theories. Where did we come from? Why are we here? Where are we going? What's it all for? The Lord says, call to me, come to me, seek me. I'll answer you. I'll give you answers. I'll tell you things that are unsearchable. I'll reveal to you mysteries that you could not know otherwise. Because of my Bible, the Bible tells me so. I know where we came from, and I know why we're here, and I know where we're going. And I know the Lord, because the Bible tells me answers. So often man in his pride and arrogance and in his independence shuns the answers from above and sticks with the questions down below. and goes through his whole pilgrimage wondering, speculating. God says, seek me. I command you to seek me. You'll find me. I'll answer you. I've got answers for you. I will reveal to you mysteries. We read one in Zechariah. You say, what's in the future for the world? Well, the Bible tells me clearly. There is coming an evil, satanic world ruler called the Antichrist. There is coming an incredible world war. There is coming a tribulation and an Armageddon. But after that, there is the coming of Christ, and people all over the world will seek him at Jerusalem as he rules and reigns firmly, justly, in righteousness. That's the future of earth. You say, Pastor, I don't believe that. That's your choice. That's fine. It doesn't change what the Bible says and has said for hundreds of years. Best-selling book in the world by far. God says, seek me. I got answers for you. In your personal life, I've got answers concerning history, prophecy, and the present. 2 Chronicles says, may the Lord who is good pardon everyone who sets their heart on seeking him. Wow! Way back in the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles 30, there is forgiveness for people who seek the Lord. I need to be forgiven, so do you. Wrong attitudes, wrong actions, wrong thoughts, wrong words, failing to do what I should, doing what I shouldn't. I need forgiveness before a holy God and a holy heaven. May the Lord who is good pardon everyone who sets their heart on seeking him. 2 Chronicles 30. Psalm 69. You who seek God, may your hearts live. Jesus came along and told us we needed to be reborn, born again, born from above. We needed a new heart. Interesting. The Old Testament said you get a new heart by faith from seeking God. Salvation is by faith in the Lord throughout the Bible. Luke chapter 11, please. New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Thursday nights, we're in Matthew. You're welcome to join us, 6:30. We go back and forth between buildings, keep everybody on their toes. Just find us in one of the buildings on Thursday nights. Luke chapter 11. Verse 9. Psalm 34:10 says, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. You talk about a reward. Won't lack what really counts when you seek the Lord. Luke chapter 11 and verse 9, the words of Jesus. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek, there's our word, seek and you will find. What did Jesus say? Ask me and I'll answer you. Seek me and you'll find me. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Verse 10. For everyone, anyone, everybody, all who ask, receive. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Over 500 times in the Bible, God commands or gives us promises regarding seeking Him. Jesus is the God of the Bible, the Lord of heaven and earth. Jesus gets in on it, on seeking. In verse 9, seek and you will find, said Jesus. In verse 10, he who seeks me finds me, says Jesus. That's an incredible promise. You want to know better the most important person in the universe? The person to whom every knee will bow and every tongue confess and everyone give praise and glory, even as we've been doing this morning, every person that is ever created in the human race. You want to know the most important person, the Creator, the Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? You want to know the most important person in the universe? Seek Him. He says, you'll find me. Luke chapter 12, verse 22. Jesus knows what we're up against. He became one of us, walked among us, tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. He overcame. He knows what we're up against. We got a lot of things to do down here. Got a lot of business to take care of. But in the midst of it all, he said, seek ye first me and my kingdom. Look at it, starting in Luke chapter 12, verse 22. Then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat, or about your body, what you'll wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Don't tell that to the fashion industry, they'd be disappointed. Verse 24. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than the birds. Verse 25. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Jesus knows we're so prone to worry. Worry about paying our bills. Worry about what's going to happen with what we've saved. Worry about taking care of our property. Worry about people around us we care about. Jesus said, who of you by worrying can add an hour to your life? Verse 26. Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about everything? All right, look at verse 27. Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. Solomon was the most powerful, wealthiest king of the world in his day, 930 to 970 BC. Ruled from Jerusalem. Not even Solomon had the splendor of nature. Look at verse 28. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more is he going to take care of you, O you of little faith? Verse 29. And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Don't worry about it all the time. Verse 30. For the pagans who don't know God run after such things, and your Father knows that you need them. Verse 31. Here's the word seek again. But seek his kingdom, Jesus said, and these things will be given to you as well. Don't be afraid, little flock, my disciples, my believers, my followers, for your Father's been pleased to give you his kingdom. The rewards to those who seek the Lord first. The Lord says, seek me and my righteousness and my kingdom first, and I'll take care of the rest. We worry and we fear all the time. We doubt and we stress. You know, a good kicker of stress is seeking the Lord. A good stress reducer is seeking the Lord. Paul wrote in Colossians, set your mind on the things above. Set your mind and heart on God and Christ. Christ at the right hand of God, Colossians 3, 1 to 3. One more verse towards the end of your New Testament is Hebrews 11, 6. This is something. It's where we'll stop in the Bible this morning. Hebrews 11, 6. Many things distract us, many things to do, but in the midst of it all, Jesus said, seek me first. The Old Testament and the New Testament alike, seek the Lord. Seek him always, seek him earnestly, seek him continually, seek him first, put him first. We all have a lot of responsibilities. Do your work as unto the Lord, not as unto men. In everything you do, do it all for the glory of God. Seek him first. Got a living to make. Put the Lord first in your work. Got people to take care of. Put the Lord first. He'll help you to take care of the people around you better. Look at Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You got to believe God. He says you're a sinner, you need to be saved. You need a Savior. You got to believe God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You got to take him at his word. Because anybody who comes to the Lord must believe that he exists. It's all about faith. By the way, atheists are not born, they're man-made. Atheists are self-made people with a self-made atheism. Mankind is incurably religious. We all have an empty God-shaped vacuum within us. A few of us will make ourselves into atheists. And the Bible says in several places, it is the fool who says there is no God. Hebrews 11, 6. You want to come to God? Look at the middle of the verse. The only way to please him, the only way to come to him, you've got to believe that he exists and that he rewards. That's what we're talking about in the last half of this message. First half, seeking the Lord commanded through the Bible. Seeking the Lord rewarded through the Bible. Here it is. He rewards, the Lord rewards those who earnestly seek him. Test God on this. You say, Pastor, how do I seek him? Congratulations on a good start today. You came to church. You could have been out doing a million other things. But I don't expect you to live here. So you want to seek the Lord at church, Bible classes before church, Sunday evening, opportunity to study the Bible, Thursday nights, Awana Club, Bible breakfast. Seek the Lord together, we can do that. But to earnestly seek the Lord, you're going to have to seek him on your own too. How do you do that? You get into this Bible and you read it for yourself. You pray to him for yourself. It's great to come to church and pray together. But Jesus said what's more important to him in Matthew 6 is that you as an individual go into your prayer closet in secret and pray by yourself to your Father. Jesus likes private, personal prayer as well as public prayer. You seek him in his word. You seek him in the church. You seek him in prayer. You earnestly always seek him in your return, in your routine, all the time, thinking about him, enjoying his presence, filled with his spirit. It's personal, it's eternal, it's now and always. It's a relationship with Jesus. I close with this. Herb Cain, columnist, San Francisco Chronicle. He said this. Every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up. It knows it must run faster than the fastest lion or it will be eaten. Every morning, a lion wakes up. It knows it must outrun the slowest gazelle or it will starve to death. So it doesn't matter whether you are a lion or a gazelle. When the sun comes up, you'd better be running. Interesting, the Christian life is called a race. Run the race. Spurgeon said this, if you are not seeking the Lord, the devil is seeking you. If you are not seeking the Lord, judgment is at your heels. Wow. In the Christian life, it's not simply enough to wake up. Lord, wake us up so that daily, hourly, moment by moment, in the Bible, in prayer, in our routine, in church, we seek you. God created us for a relationship with Him, to enjoy Him forever. He wants us to seek Him. Jesus said, seek me and you'll find me. Ask and I'll give you answers. Knock and the door will be opened. Because he who seeks finds. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Lord, we're so grateful for your word. It's powerful. It's authoritative. I pray, Lord, for each of us that in all of our pursuits that we will pursue you first. In all of our thinking and doing, that we'll think about you and do for you first. Lord, draw us to yourself so that we're people of prayer and people of your word. People who like to get together to worship and to learn of you. And Lord, as we seek you, we thank you that you walk with us and you talk with us and you teach us things we couldn't know otherwise. And then Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit that so we are willing and wanting to tell others about what we know about you. To seek you and then to share you with those around us who so desperately need you. Lord, thank you that over 500 times in the Bible, you tell us about seeking. Help us to seek you. Life is so short, Lord. Help us to put you first. For Jesus' sake, we ask it. Amen. Let's stand together and sing.
Let's all stand, please. Number 346, please. 346. Now I belong to Jesus. 346.
Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Once I was lost in sin's degradation, Jesus came down to bring me salvation. lifted me up from sorrow and shame. Now I belong to Him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Joy floods my soul, for Jesus has saved me, freed me from sin that long had enslaved me. His precious blood He gave to redeem. Now I belong to Him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity.
I'm going to stay up here as we're dismissed. If you're not sure that you belong to Jesus and Jesus belongs to you, don't go that way. Come this way when we're dismissed. I'd love to talk with you, pray with you. Those who seek Jesus, find Him. If you're not sure that you belong to Jesus and Jesus belongs to you, don't leave here in doubt. Come talk to me about it. Also, if you'd like to be baptized because you've believed on Jesus, if you want to join the church, if you have a prayer request, whatever, I'll be up here. I'd love to visit with you and pray with you. Thanks for coming today. Congratulations. You spent your Sunday morning seeking the Lord. The Lord rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Bank on it. The Lord rewards those who seek Him. Amen. Have a great day.